Okay, Bucky, so you're ready to sell off your athletic teams, your dairy department, and business school, what do you want? Engineering?
Engineering,
the whole engineering
school. I'll take the art school, too.
The art school. You need some help with your...
We are United Corporation Coalition.
All right. You want to get involved in this one, too?
Yeah. We have 1,000.
All right. How about we have a public partner trust fund or something, private partner partnership, whatever. And so I'll talk to all of you.
Sir!
$5.
Wait. I'm a student. I don't have any money, and I want the university.
Microsoft and IBM, and we'll take your work and give you nothing.
And I'll give you a loan at 50% interest.
Sorry, the auctioneer does not recognize you. You're not charged.
Wait a second, the law says the school is mine.
Get it.
Sorry, kiddo.
Here, tell her to shut up.
Hey, hey. Hey, on the bed. Bid. Go. Badger, going. Bucky's gone. Sorry, Bucky. Okay, any other schools who want to come up there and sell off their fine assets?
Let's go Harvard!
Harvard, come on down! Come on down! You're the next contestant on the corporation's right. Harvard, tell us all about the fine school and what you have to say out
there. Harvard, the nation's oldest university.
Oh, my.
I'm extremely interested in working closely with those of you who have proven your success in the community. We have here the key to the university.
Oh, yes, the key.
Cross, standing for the blood of our fathers who worked so hard to create this grand university.
Great. It's really good.
It also works for Sanders Theatre, where Zheng Ziming is speaking today and being introduced by our President Rubenstein. And I'm the President's twin brother.
So the key has
access to speaking events as well as access to prestige, the university grants, national media stores, etc. that come with being associated with the university. $500.
For the prestige?
$500?
$1,000.
Are you with the People's Liberation Army? Which corporation are you representing?
Hong Kong Real Estate.
We love Hong Kong. Oh my God, he's going big now.
Chinese military officers for prestige.
Training, yes, we are open to all people.
People with uniforms.
I represent students in solidarity with third world military dictators.
I think it's very important to support
Guatemala's former defense minister in the military and the Chinese military. $5,000 to buy some prestige for undeserving third world military dictators.
Well, that's great.
Our capital campaign is $2
billion. Yes, we have another bid.
Of knowledge, I'd like to buy a library, please.
Okay.
For $500.
Why my library?
Oh, why your
library? Yeah.
Terrific.
Well, that's great. Good. Well, that's excellent. Any other bids for Harvard? Any other?
I'll go $3,000 if you throw in a fully gagged researcher. By contract clauses, which are gag rules, or by self-censorship.
All right. Well, that's great. Who needs the First Amendment? It's going. Okay. Anything else out there? Harvard, going. Harvard. Sold to corporate America. Well, what a fine day. Fine day for Harvard. Okay. Any other schools want to sell off their assets? It's your chance. Come on up. I think it's New Mexico.
New Mexico.
We're talking about Sun Belt. We're talking opportunity. How close are we to the border? Marquis Lador is on the horizon. Tell us all about New Mexico. It must be great.
Well, you know, we've got a great university. We've got about 50 labs, military base. In New Mexico.
Clean, fresh air?
Oh, it's great air. You know, we don't have any atomic bomb, you know, anything left over. We don't have any radiation left over.
How's your water?
The water is, you know, we've got great nutrients in the water.
Intel for your water! Intel! $500 for your water!
Intel, lots of water. All right, that's good. Good starting bid there. Any other things up for sale?
Let's see.
Third part.
the research park is doing great.
Research park? That sounds like a beautiful green space.
Oh, it is.
Another $500 from Intel.
Intel, I'm going to the research park too.
That's English only.
Oh, okay, there we go.
$500
We'll talk to you afterwards about the private liquidation services of Tarville. Any other bids for University of New Mexico? New Mexico.
$500 to buy the library.
To buy the library.
Advertising everyone in the university.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Do we all get like little Pepsi brochures in our initial
material? Oh yeah, keychains with Pepsi signs.
Oh really?
And Pepsi t-shirts.
And Pepsi's the only drink on there. And the McDonald's and stuff is the only one in the world that sells Pepsi.
You can't question quality. Quality's great. Great for quality. Monoculture quality.
Be young, have fun, drink Pepsi.
Drink Pepsi. Get tough. For the University of New Mexico. It's beautiful.
No chemicals. Who wants another Agent Orange?
More Agent Orange. That's good. How about Agent Blue? We can change the name. Agent Soylent Green.
Agent Green.
Yeah, okay. All right, last bit.
Military Industrial Complex, $5 trillion.
Oh. Well, okay. We can't top that. I think you guys are Military Industrial Complex. Any other schools, Dr. Krabs?
Florida State.
You are wonderful.
Florida State, come on. Now, Florida State, this is, well, we know where Florida is, right?
I mean,
when I think Florida, I think opportunity. I think money.
Great opportunity.
Tell the good folks
here. Like I said, we have very small, inefficiently funded classrooms, but you know what we do have? We have a brand new $65 million football stadium. With the football stadium, you get the largest freestanding red brick structure in the Western Hemisphere.
My God! My gosh!
And you get the Florida State Seminole mascot, which means you can participate in the cultural genocide of Native Americans.
And you get one more thing.
Within the stadium are all of the administrative offices, including the Career Center.
So
when you walk in, you can put your company logo on the scoreboard for every student every time you go to
the And we know how much young people are looking for that identity, you know?
Absolutely.
They need to identify with something like a brand name product.
Absolutely.
When I come in on campus, you know, I have that existential honor, and I'm just going, what can I identify? Oh, Coke or Pepsi or Nike or
Lockheed Martin
wants to buy some of the school. Anyone else up there? Yes, you turn the back. It's only a motor boat away, right?
And we have a very strong student body that will help you in Vancouver.
Usanos unite!
We have the bench for the fine Florida here.
Hoffman
LaRoche, what are you going to do? Some biotech experiments?
Excellent opportunities for acquaintance rate for Florida State. We have one of the highest rates in the country. We were voted the number one party school 2 years in a row.
Oh my.
One of those factors is how many reported date rapes are there. So we're on top of the date rape situation.
We're number two party school.
All right. I love that competition spirit. No, really, free market company. Yeah.
The College of Business is the strongest force at Florida State University. No liberal arts training, but they will teach you how to steal money better than anyone on the planet.
Ethics are really passe these days. You got to think bottom line. You got to be competitive.
Illinois Corporation. I'd like to buy your mascot. We want a monopoly on racist mascot.
Let's get all the racist mascots together in one team.
We've got $3 million out here, and we understand that Florida has an incredible prison researcher program, and we'd like to invest in that.
Yeah, how are the chain gangs doing?
Who do you think cleans up the campus? We got chain gangs everywhere.
$500 from prisons, and we'd like to buy your old stadium.
Exploitation, and we would like your College of Business and your stadium for the good combination of not only the marketing skills, but also the indoctrination
right at the collegiate age. Because yeah. What we really want is a mandatory Nike tattoo.
On the
path to wear a t-shirt. Marcus. No.
We'll go in a Nike tattoo on the forehead.
On the back.
Okay, let's look in the CIA. I got $500 to buy your political science department.
I'm sorry, sir. Our political science department is already owned by the CIA.
You guys are so big, you don't even like each other.
You're all over the place. I guess that was the other division. Okay, Florida, going, my final fans, yes,
sir. Hey, Southwest the students for a free Cuba. And I don't want that damn school just to invade Cuba.
Okay, great launch pad.
After people are already there.
That's
right. All right, Florida State, going. A beautiful school, and so all for one. Special gong, all of you.
We'll fight over it later.
Any other schools out there who want to stop off their reputation? Any other assets?
UT.
Oh, you're right! Yeah. They're on the big
state of Texas! They're so huge! We're so close
to
the
state of Mexico!
Exactly.
Tell us all about it.
We have everything. We have it all. We have a geology program that has a proven track record of working for corporate interest.
Oh, geology.
We have a brand new molecular biology building. Woo. And for your convenience, we've offered no classrooms. It is nothing more than a genetics research lab.
Chalk dust.
Confuses the samples. What's more, if you like sports, we've defunded the liberal arts programs to build an even bigger stadium. We're doubling it in size.
Bigger is definitely better. Any other bids on this fine school?
I'm Jim Bob Moffat. I kill for profit. Having my reputation tarnished a couple years ago by some nasty environmental radicals at UT Austin and at LA University, I'd like to try and refurbish my reputation by naming the entire business school, the Molecular Biology Lab, and the UT football team after Freeport McMoRan.
We'll even throw in the Bureau of Economic Geology. Yeah. If you need to dump nuclear waste and you can't have a reason, we'll find one for you. We won't let anything into our way. We won't let earthquake zones, we won't let underground aquifers stop us. We'll find an excuse.
I know we already own part of most of your school, but we'd like to buy at least the other third of it.
That's great. It's good to consolidate these days.
Against affirmative action, and I heard you have one of the largest white enrollments. Yeah, so I'd like to make a donation. Make sure that
ethnic cleansing.
We have a
commitment towards these days. We should really deal with reality. Ethnic cleansing. Yep. We need it.
We have the student newspaper calling for the expulsion of minority leaders, so we'll have them all out in a jiffy.
That's good. Cooperative schools, that's what we need. Nice pliant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Holiday Inn, I'd like to privatize the rest of your dormitories.
Holiday Inn. When I think food quality, and I think housing quality, I think Holiday Inn, McDonald's.
You'll like them. The dorms are just like prisons. They're great for crowded.
Any other bids on Texas? Yes.
I'm from Waste Management. I want to dump waste in your school.
We're the place for it. We've got so much space to dump waste, you'd be amazed.
Those lower level dormitory units?
My name is John Smith. I represent AT&T, and I'm a white male.
Excuse me. Your burden is heavy.
I understand.
I have no idea. I'm here.
I'm down on my luck. Are we going to pay them, or are they going to pay us? They got a union? Can we knock them down?
No. The union's being systematically undercut. All rights for TAs are being taken away.
That's good. Long overdue. Any last bids for our Texas?
I'm with Philip Morris. And we'll fund your liberal arts department. And for every 10% of the under 20 population you get addicted to tobacco in Austin, we'll throw in another $500.
That's a can-do attitude, which is going to
pull America up.
No, we'll be happy. We want cartoon characters from the art department.
We'll turn the UT Tower into a giant cigarette.
All the way. Okay. Les, final bits.
We're from Shell, and Nigeria just wasn't good enough for us. We figure dictatorship, University of Texas. Come on! We can work here!
Okay, we'll work on that. Yes, in the back there, yeah. Jelly beans. Well, you know the jelly beans sort of stick to the bottom of the bag.
They're only three at UT Law School this year, aren't you?
I'll pay $500 to get each one out of there.
Okay, so final call. Yes, you in the front. Hello, yes.
Yep.
We're
just
working
on our tax money.
Yeah, a little bleach will help, Cleanse them right out of there. You in the front, you got a bid?
I'm from Eli Lilly, and I'll give you $10 million to drug all of your students based on powerful psychoactive drugs.
Whoa, kids are into drugs, right? You know, I think kids, I think drugs. Yeah. All right, good. Never take like that. Go on. Woo! Anxious to sell off their Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
University on the beautiful Mississippi River. It's just, and Minneapolis has, culture. It has, progressive.
I'll buy your culture.
On campus, we actually have a huge, brand new, it's gonna open bigger than this. Huge, brand new building, Carlson School of Business.
Oh, finally, a safe space for us.
Yes, a safe space for the white male.
And their friends.
Did we
have Coca-Cola use it?
Yes. Coca-Cola basically is we've taken over the student union.
Coca-Cola, all the way. Not only Coca-Cola, but our
close friends, Aramark Food Services. Our food services, those student workers just aren't good enough. We need to contract out all the jobs.
$500.
Yep, contract.
Switch the water fountain.
That's a great idea. Just pipe it right in there.
600 Joel.
Okay, and one more. I got one more selling point for you.
Oh, good.
We have a student union. The students, all they do is sleep on the couches.
That's right. You ever see those couches?
No.
They're like drooling on them.
And those damn student cultural centers, they're right in your way when you walk in. We gotta move them.
Yeah,
we gotta move them up to the...
Out of the way.
Yep, out of the way so we can have GAP.
Baby Gap. All right. So that's
And not only that, but we have a brand new president who will probably be anxious to bring in your corporate dollars and can help clean up the university because that's its primary goal.
That's right.
We need is a clean university.
That's what we want. One-minded thinking.
Yes.
Bottom line. Focus. Okay, bids on University of Minnesota. My deal, yes, you.
I'm from the pharmaceutical companies, and I'd like all of your healthy students to be testing on.
Oh, my God. All of them, huh? Even the farm kids?
More farm kids in many countries. We want to make sure it does work out.
All those foreign folks.
Urban Outfitters will buy your medicine that helps people not die on the table.
Oh, really?
Still have problems. That thing called ALG.
Oh,
ALG. Didn't take care of those problems yet.
We're working on it. We're working on it. Maybe with your corporate dollars, we can
help cover it up better.
Money back so we can make profit off of ALG. Is that going to be all right? I'll bid it at a couple $1,000,000.
All the way.
You can make $5,000 or $6,000 with open heart operation.
Right.
No problem. Any other bids? Yes, you ma'am.
I'm from Vermont, and I know we could go to our corporation, but I want to figure out how to get into the high schools and the junior highs and ultimately the elementary schools because I want to make sure we can have all kinds of nice, loyal consumers. Will you do some research to help me find out how to do that?
That's not enough. Not only will we help you do that research, but we're work pay because student workers that are losing their jobs at the university and help them work for you.
Yeah. I can see it now. Coca-Cola preschool.
Yeah.
Right there. Funnel those kids right into the consumer right culture. Yes, you in the front.
Hey, I'm with McConnell Douglas, and now that we've figured out that the B2 is the most expensive boondoggle in the history of mankind.
Hey, I own a B2.
We're looking to kind of refurbish our image, and so we'd like to get a fuzzier, warmer kind of B2? Mascot. So instead of the B2 stealth bomber, we want to buy the Minnesota Golden Gopher.
B2 Gopher!
Golden Goldie! Flying!
Yeah, that's it.
Flying. Any other bids for you, Mr. Minnesota? Yes.
I am from Walt Disney, and I can offer you to employ all your students, work study. We work something out with the federal government. They pay half, we pay half, to make your entire campus a Mall of America theme park! Oh. Corner and a Starbucks at the other.
That's great. Boy, we have Mickey teaching classes. Wow. Any other last bids? Any other bids? Oh, yes.
Gates here. I'm stinking rich, and I understand people don't really like me.
Are you from Hopkins or where are you from?
For $25 million, how many buildings can I get my name on?
Not only the buildings, but all the kiosks, too. All right.
Great. Any other last bids? University of Minnesota.
Hey, I'm from the Pentagon, and I'd give you $500 if I can tattoo a barcode onto every one of your students and identify the rabble rousers.
Oh, there are no rabble rousers
on our campus.
Oh, not anymore. No. You fed them into that coal-fired power plant. Good fuel stock, you know, a little radical. Okay, any other fans of the University of Minnesota?
Western Connecticut.
But I think Connecticut, I think Founding Fathers.
No, I think Pratt & Whitney.
Pratt & Whitney, of course. Tell us.
We like to build buildings and then have corporations run them for us because we don't pay staff.
That makes sense. Subcontract, everything.
Had offers with the CIA, they can't disclose their budget, but I believe they'll be bringing crack cocaine into our campus.
Yeah. Woo.
Woo. Well, you know, if the consumer wants it, you know. Consumer's always right, I say, you know.
It's a happy town of rich folks. Don't like to support public education, so we need some corporate help.
Mm-hmm. All right, any corporations out there ready to help out Connecticut?
Hey,
yes, Reverend Moon.
Yeah.
I hear you're into the munitions industry still.
No, we love you.
Oh, you love me personally or my money?
Yeah.
Both.
It would be a branch campus for Bridgeport.
Have your own campus. Wow. Any other? Can you do mass weddings there?
Well, we do mass weddings, mass funerals, anything you need.
Mass funerals. Okay, any other bids for Connecticut? Yes.
I'm with the forestry industry. Do you have any trees I can cut down?
Old growth, all up and down.
All right. I'll take it. 500.
All right, toothpicks. Yeah.
I'm from waste management. I was wondering if we could do away with all recycling programs and reusable dishes so we can haul off your
waste. Definitely.
Just maximize throughput, you know. When I say economics, I realize GNP means just more production. It doesn't matter what. It could be, you know, oil spills, more people dying of AIDS. As long as it increases GNP, it's good. So, hey, more solid waste, great. Great. Any other bids? You again.
Another question about waste management.
Filthy rich man.
We got a bunch of these rods that we need to store.
Rods? Are they coming from Taiwan, or where are these rods coming from?
I understand you have a humanities building that you're not using.
Does it have a pool in it?
Do you need a pool? African studies.
We work very closely with Northeast Utilities. They store already.
Just
sit right in.
File cabinets, I'm sure it'll hold.
How can we pack these things pretty tightly together?
Pack them really tightly.
Okay, that's the idea.
No cooling system needed.
Okay, that's great. Big fridge, right? Just keep it nice and cool. Okay, any other bids for Connecticut? Yes.
Time Warner, Cable Vision, and Viacom, a conglomerate. We'd like to have television in every dorm room.
Whoa!
So we can control as much as the message that comes to you.
All right. And is that include free MTV?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Kids move on.
Nickelodeon? Oh, man, I love Viacom. That's great. Okay.
I'd like to make a bet, even though I don't have any money. Thank you. I'm from Americas, which is a partnership of Disney and Ameritech, and I'd like to compete with GCI and do the very same thing for more money.
Oh my God.
Woo! Woo! Make an alternate stations. You know,
I'm from Madison, Nebraska, where I have a problem with Joe Camel. Can you make him your motto? Come on.
We love Joe. We love Joe.
Okay, last pick.
I'm from Frito-Lay.
Cholesterol.
And I want to ask you if you can retool your entire research program towards a bioengineering program to develop a potato that retains less water. We can have lower transportation costs.
That's a corporate
job. Come on in.
Woo, that's good. I hope there's no vitamins left in the potato diet. Just reduce the water content. No vitamins left. Yes, last bad here.
My name is Ted Turner, and we understand that you have some empty dormitories, and I just purchased the United Nations peacekeepers, and they need some place to stay, and...
It's not that far away from New York. An easy commute.
Jane will love me now.
All right, now, I think our final school is Chicago, because we are here in Chicago. In front of this fine building. I think it's part of the bid, right?
The administration building.
This administration building. We'll whet your appetite with a small building and then we'll move up. But just look at the beautiful, doesn't this just blend in with the other beautiful building on campus? It's a natural backdrop to these beautiful trees. You know, it looks like 60, you know.
And up on the fifth floor is the president. You can buy him with it.
What's his name?
Don't jump.
You got out of time and you got there. He does all sorts of lovely things for all of you.
We make you jump through hoops and do little dances?
Actually, he's already done that for you.
Well, we have it on tape.
In fact, the University of Chicago has really done everything it can for you. In fact, I think you already own this place.
Wow, really? Isn't that nice?
You don't need to buy it.
This was a door prize. You didn't even know. Just by merely being here today, you already own.
Already in the past year, we've spent millions remodeling the business school. We've opened a brand new business school downtown in the Loop, so you don't have to go so far.
Oh, that's good.
And
convenient.
We shut down the Department of Education.
God, the worst thing is people thinking.
Stop the teachers.
People
not
thinking.
Good enough. And most of all, we have to serve you the Chicago School of Economics.
Oh, yes. My buddy Milton.
There we go. We justify your corporate greed.
Yes.
Defend Latin American dictatorships. We are here to serve you.
That's right.
You don't need to buy us.
We can maximize your utility right now.
Yeah,
that's great. So, look at this. People are just jumping. Yeah,
Milton
over there.
Friedman, I'm Milton Friedman. I'd like to basically fund vouchers so we can put slavery back on the books.
That's right. Who said black people are worth a full vote?
Gary Blacker!
Quarter vote, right? Quarter vote. Come, yes, you're in the back.
Yeah, I'm from the Pioneer Fund. I really appreciate the work y'all did in developing environmental credits for corporations.
Oh, that's right.
So I was hoping maybe you could help us develop a system of civil rights credits. Maybe one corporation has a better program than another. They can sell some credits to Texaco.
Police brutality credits. So, you know, if I need to beat up more people in my community, I can buy some police brutality credits. Makes sense to me. Absolutely, yes, in the back there, yes.
I'm from Crayola, and I'd like to buy maroon, please.
Yes, why not? Copyright maroon. Makes sense to me. Chartreuse? Anyone going for chartreuse?
How about flesh color?
We already have that.
Yes, human.
I'm representing General Pinochet, and he's just about out of power, but before he leaves, we haven't quite signed NAFTA, so I want to send a few clean economists from our country up and have them train again, and so we can start and have more Chicago boys.
Yeah, more Chicago boys. Now, what happened to the boys from Brazil? Yeah. I mean, are we replicating the Chicago boys fast enough? How are we doing it? Yes, in the front.
I'm from the Christian Coalition, and I was wondering if you could write a book
write a book, basically justifying why we need more religion in our public schools.
Yeah!
We have several centers on campus devoted to doing that sort of thing.
Thank you!
As long as it's, you know, ties in with capitalism.
Exactly.
We don't want it, you know.
No.
No
Bibles.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes, you.
I work with Goldman Sachs, a Wall Street investment firm. We'd like to bid $5 million to buy the rest of the economics department so we can make Wall Street investors even more wealthy than they already are.
Oh,
and if you accept this bid, we'll just throw in the whole Nobel Prize committee because it seems like every economic
yes!
In the economics department at the University of Chicago for $5 million.
Who said you can't buy a reputation?
Right.
And that's great. That's really good. Yes, in the back over there.
Blasphemy! Blasphemy!
You are, yeah, really, my. Where'd you put them families?
Go and throw him in jail.
Hey, why'd you go back?
He has a large security force on campus.
Yeah, okay, don't worry. Clean him out of here. He come in for the hors d'oeuvres or something. Yes, you over there. Oh, Mike! Yeah, that's great. How's it sound? Yeah, go.
And I'd like to offer $50 million for you guys to start a study abroad program in Haiti for some of your
students. Oh, wow. Is that for, like, people who can run sweatshops better? Like, from potential
managers? Well, like an exchange. Don't send them up here. Just
send them there. I get it. Okay. So all those good kids are worried about sweatshops, will send them down there and not bring them back.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense to me. Yes. Yes, in the back there.
Hi, I'm the president of Cerebral Figures. Buy me an atom bomb.
Whoa! Yeah, yeah. We saw some of those backpack bottles left, don't we? Yeah, we need one of those right there. Okay, last bids, okay.
From the Heritage Foundation, what I'd like to do is combine your well-known psychology department with your economics department so we can finally get this mess about how proving everyone really is just self-interested. Get that out of the way.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Because we are already the leading recipient of any university in the country of money from right-wing foundations. So we're very proud to have your support.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you're on board. That's great. Mind control all the way. Any last bids?
Eric?
Yes.
I'm from Wackenhut Corporation, and if your economics department can help convince these corporations investing in all these expensive sweatshops in third world countries to come to our private prisons.
Well, I'm sure we can. Our former president, Anna Gray, is already a member of the board of directors of ARCO, so she's deeply involved in these international issues.
And you don't have to worry about the strikes or nothing.
Oh, no, we're believing that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we want nice, docile, you know, dexterous workforces out there. You know, especially small children work very well. Little fingers. Yes, final bids. Yes, you're in the back.
I work with President Suharto in Indonesia.
Oh,
PR problem because people want democracy.
Yeah.
We killed a few people. We want you to help us, like, put some spin on
like rationalize it. Something.
Yeah. Our marketing department in our brand new bleacher center downtown.
Do you have any friends in the Pentagon? Can you slip us some F-16s?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll throw those in that special package.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. See, a lot of people fall down and let them go off.
But there's not much working around here, right?
That's it.
They're all communists.
Still acting. Okay, we're going, guys.
I'm from the palm oil, palm trees industry in Indonesia myself, and I wanted to know if you could help us out in explaining to the world why those forest fires are good for everyone.
You know, I like palm oil in my popcorn myself. And, you know, hey, if you have to burn down 2,000 million acres, you know, to get palm oil, hey.
It's a good
popcorn. Yeah, really. Popcorn's worth it. Okay, I think we're going now. University of Chicago, going. Look at all that money.
Yeah.